Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Pause and Listen to Jesus.
So we're going to look at Ezekiel and just a little bit of introduction. This kind of chapter shares a vision, and it's quite a very weird vision to try to represent. It speaks of wheels and strange animals and cherubims, but mainly it's about talking about God's presence, and Israel is under judgment because of the way they live their lives and idolatry and all kind of things happening. And Ezekiel has a vision of God's presence leaving the very heart of their worship, which is the temple in Jerusalem. So thank you very much, Dave, for reading that.
I looked and I saw beside the cherubim four wheels, one beside each of the cherubim. The wheels sparkled like topaz. As for their appearance, the four of them looked alike. Each was like a wheel intersecting the wheel. As they moved, they would go in any one of the four directions the cherubim faced. The wheels did not turn about as the cherubim went. The cherubim went in whatever direction the head faced without turning as they went. Their entire bodies, including their backs, their hands, their wings, were completely full of eyes, as were the four wheels. I heard the wheels being called the whirling wheels. Each of the cherubim had four faces. One face was that of a cherub, the second the face of a human being, the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. Then the cherubim rose upward. These were the living creatures I had seen by the Kebar River. When the cherubim moved, the wheels beside them moved. And when the cherubim spread their wings to rise from the ground, the wheels did not leave their sight. When the cherubim stood still, they stood still. They also stood still. And when the cherubim rose, they rose with them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in them. Then the glory of the Lord departed from over the threshold of the temple and stopped above the cherubim. While I watched, the cherubim spread their wings and rose from the ground. And as they went, the wheels went with them. They stopped at the entrance of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them.
Thank you very much, Dave, for that. And a much easier reading to follow, taking from the Gospel of Mark, and it's the story of, you'll see.
It was now 2 days before Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The leading priests and teachers of religious law still were looking for an opportunity to capture Jesus secretly and kill him, but not during the Passover celebration, they agreed, or the people made riot. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came up with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard. She broke open the jar and poured the perfume over his head. Some of those at the table were indignant. "Why waste such expensive perfume?" they asked. "It could have been sold for a year's wages and the money given to the poor." So they scolded her harshly. But Jesus replied, "Leave me alone. Leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to, but you will not always have me." She had done what she could not. She had done what she could and had anointed my body for burial ahead of time. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priests to arrange to be Judas Iscariot went to the 12 disciples. Then he went to the leading priest who arranged to be disciples. Went on leading priest who arranged to be to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted when they heard why he had come, and they promised that he would give him money. So they all began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie. I'm going to concentrate on this passage, and it is sandwiched between kind of two very dark reality. The first paragraph speaks of the leaders, scribes and Pharisees, who had made the decisions to arrest Jesus by stealth, and they wanted just to kill him. They wanted him to stop his ministry and to stop his teaching. And the last paragraph is about one of his very close disciples, Judas Iscariot, who leaves the scene and goes to those chief priests in order to betray his friend Jesus for money. And in the middle, we have this story of, in a sense, money, something very, very expensive, very precious, a jar of ointment, which at the time was often kind of kept for difficult times. It could be sold for a lot of money. And sometimes it was kind of an inheritance or something in the family that would only be used if time of famine or time of very difficulties, a little bit like we're experiencing now with the rise of living costs. And we have this woman who comes into a house where Jesus is in Bethany, Simon's house, who had been receiving an amazing healing from Jesus. And she breaks that ointment and she uses it to on Jesus. And for me, the sentence that really got more attention is this little sentence: she has done what she could. Some of them couldn't see what was really happening, and they saw in judgment. But Jesus knew her heart. And even her action, she would say, would be told wherever we speak about Jesus and the good news. And it's there in scripture, and it is told all around the world. That's the story of what this woman did. And it made me think, when we look at people, do we look with God's eyes, with Jesus' eyes? When we see our brothers and sisters, just before starting this live streams, was talking with Dave about the stories of people and their testimonies. And there is so much more behind a person than what we can ever see with our eyes. But also when we see a brother or sister, a Christian, or sometimes even a Christian, do something, do we, even if it looks a bit strange, do we pause before we come with maybe our judgments and with our own thoughts and see maybe a bit deeper, why do people do certain things? She has done what she could. It's also for me an encouragement when you're a minister or a leader or even as a Christian, sometimes you feel you don't do enough. And I think it's the world that tells us it's never enough. We have never enough possessions. We always could do a bit more. And today the strap line is to do more with less. And yet Jesus was rejoicing with what she did. She has done what she could. And this is remembered now throughout centuries. So I wonder whether we could pause and maybe hear Jesus tell us, you have done what you could. Maybe there is a situation where we feel a bit stressed and we always think, oh, I could have done more. And maybe Jesus today says, no, you've done what you could. And I am pleased with that. What would it mean to look at those situations with a new eyes, with Jesus' eyes? And it could be that we hear, well, there is something you could do more and then follow that guidance. But if we don't have any clear guidance, maybe to receive that word, you've done what you could, and I'm pleased with that. So let's pray. Let's pray for situations maybe where we feel a bit overwhelmed. Maybe a friend, a person that we know that's going through a very difficult time, and we want to help and we want to be present. And let's pray that we'll have the wisdom to be a friend, to be a presence, but also that we will be protected from sometimes those negative thoughts of not doing, we think we're not doing enough. And that we will receive God's grace in those situations. And let's pray for the world and its needs and the church and her life. Jesus, sandwiched between two really dark realities, people who wanted to kill you and one of your close friend who betrays you. And in that midst, you were still able to see as your father wanted to see, and to see a beautiful action from that woman. Thank you that you always protect those who do what they can. You will always see it and affirm it. Help us to live that reality of your love and to do what we can with your strength, and maybe at the end of the day to leave it all in your hands and asking that you would bless and grow.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.